I'm Jeb Sharp, and this is The World. Glad you could join us. We're going to be talking about borders again today. Among other things, we're expecting a new executive order this week from President Trump on immigration. The first one banned people from 7 majority Muslim countries, and it's on hold by court order. But it's affecting thousands of people anyway, including many scientists. So we're going to start today with The World's Carolyn Beeler, who spent the weekend at a major scientific conference here in Boston.
It's Saturday morning in a hotel ballroom in Boston. Women and minority scientists are schmoozing over scrambled eggs and fresh fruit at an awards breakfast. As the crowd quiets down, 4 female engineers accept awards for their research in developing countries.
Good morning. I'm Maria Fernanda Rivera Velasquez. I am from Ecuador.
But one of the winners is missing. She's an electrical engineer named Rania Mukhtar, and she's still at home in Sudan.
So I think we have Dr. Rania Mukhtar. Rania, can you hear us?
After attempts to establish a video link fail awkwardly, Mukhtar finally gives her acceptance speech over a cell phone held up to a microphone at the podium. Nobody can understand it. I talked to Mukhtar later over Skype, and she told me she was scared to come to the U.S.
I don't know. If I decided to go, what will happen in the next few days?
President Trump's executive order barring travel from Sudan and 6 other countries has been suspended by a federal court. But Mukhtar worried that a new travel ban would be issued while she was still stuck in the United States.
I don't know how I will be treated in the airport, for how many days I will stay in the airport, 1 day, 2 days, I don't know.
Organizers say Mukhtar is one of 5 scientists who skipped the conference due to the travel ban. Another is Sudanese physicist Mohamed Hassan.
It was very clear that people like me are no longer welcome to visit the United States.
New U.S. immigration policies are upending travel plans worldwide. But here, the ban is seen as a problem not just for people, but for the pursuit of knowledge.
Any restriction on communication interferes with the good practice of science.
This is Rush Holt, a physicist, longtime congressman, and head of the American Association for the Advancement of Science, the organizer of the conference. He argues that even in the internet age, there's no substitute for being in the same room together.
That's often where you make your collaborative connections. You find people who have a technique that you could use in your experiment. That's something that only happens in person.
More than 10,000 people attended the conference. It went on just as planned. But talk of tightening borders echoed in the halls. One Middle Eastern scientist told me she packed only 1 bag to make it easier to get home if she weren't allowed into the U.S. Others worried about the fate of their foreign-born colleagues. Neurologist David Schneer from the University of Texas at Austin studies mental illness and brain injury. He says he just lost an Iranian applicant for a hard-to-fill position in his lab.
He wrote me that the position interested him very much, but given the visa situation in the U.S., he felt he didn't want to pursue something in the U.S. at that time.
Schneer says there just aren't many people qualified for this specialized job.
Well, it's disappointing, you know. I'm just not in the habit of worrying about where someone is coming from as much as, you know, are they a good scientist?
Nearly 1 in 5 scientists in the U.S. is an immigrant. Schneer says fallout from the suspended travel ban is just a nuisance for now. But further travel restrictions could leave U.S. research labs understaffed and keep top talent out of the country.
Albert Einstein would have perhaps been unwelcome in today's climate.
Here's Rush Holt again.
Would that have been a good thing if Albert Einstein had been denied access to the United States for the last 25 years of his life?
The U.S. has long been seen as a destination and a haven for the brightest minds in science. Now, scientists are wondering how long that will be true. For The World, Carolyn Beeler, Boston.